Welcome to the Daf Yomi for Sota Yud Zayin, Sota 17. And just a commercial before we begin this Daf Yomi, that if you like the content of this podcast, and I thank you for listening, I ask you to please support us by going to our YouTube channel and subscribing, and therefore not only will you be supporting us, but hopefully you'll also be getting content, Divrei Torah, that you like. And we upload most of our Divrei Torah to our YouTube channel, which is Yeshivas Elimelech on YouTube. So I encourage you to check it out and subscribe and turn your notifications on so you could always be studying Torah all the time with us in Yeshivas Elimelech. Today's Daf Yomi tells us a beautiful teaching from Rabbi Akiva, a powerful teaching. The Daf Yomi, this tractate Sota, is about a woman who's a Sota. She's accused of being an adulterous woman. But we know that even though she's the one who's on trial, really it's a trial of both the husband and the wife. That's what Rabbi Akiva says, because a man is called an Ish and a woman is called an Isha. And in Hebrew, if you take out the letter Yud from the man's name, you take out the Yud from Ish, and if you take out the Hey from Isha, you spell God's name. So therefore, what you're left with is you're also left with Ish, fire. If you take out the Yud from the man and the Hey from the woman, both of those words spell Ish, fire. And so Rabbi Akiva is telling us that you have an opportunity, every marriage is an opportunity to either walk in the presence of Hashem. If the husband and the wife support each other, they have an opportunity to walk in the presence of Hashem. But God forbid, if they don't walk in the presence of Hashem, then they have Eish, and they have fire, and they are causing a path of destruction. That's what every single marriage has the ability to either be, with God, with Ka, with Hashem, or with Eish, or with fire.